Adventure Girls, it's Sierra
and Judy,
and we're Love That For You, back at it with another episode.
Episode 7.
7. I don't even know where we're going.
We're going with the Monica episode.
7.
Okay, I told someone the other day that, well, I tell people all the time that I can always relate some moment in my life to an episode in Friends.
Damn straight.
Here we are.
Damn straight. I like Friends is just...
If you don't like Friends, I'm sorry, but you're a different person.
I actually know people who listen to us who aren't necessarily Friends fans. And, you know, it's okay.
Look, I don't want to require homework, but we've established ourselves enough to require homework. Just watch the first 3 episodes. See what it does for you.
I just love it.
It's great.
Honestly, I had a friend who said that they didn't... that the laugh track was...
Okay, someone mentioned that to me too. I think I know where you're going.
That, you know, it throws the show off.
And when they took it away?
No, when they have the laugh track on there. And I'm like, here's the thing though, a popular 80s movie or TV show like that, comedy, they all had laugh tracks.
Frasier did.
Frasier did. Didn't have... Who else had
laugh Seinfeld.
Tracks? Seinfeld definitely had laugh tracks.
Saved by the Bells was awful, actually.
Didn't Sabrina one?
I don't think Sabrina did, but it had weird other tracks to it.
I feel like there's a lot of different really great popular 90s shows that have the laugh tracks, and there are live audiences that add the laughter to it. I don't think that even if they had no one laughing, I'd still be laughing.
Which, can I just say, didn't Friends always have the live studio audience?
Yes.
Yeah. So it seems weird to me that they put the laugh track in at all.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I still crack up. You could take that scene where Joey's having sleep issues and he's like, Joey, Joey, Joey. You could take that without a laugh track. I would still find that hilarious.
Any scene with Joey in it, I would still find it hilarious.
Any
Joey
episode.
Doesn't share food. Just love it all.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
It's
Joey.
Great. Yep. And then get a plate of fries for the table.
Yep.
I think
that I don't want to jump into famous people drama yet, but I think that we should start out.
We can. Yeah.
Let's just go for it. The one thing. Okay. I don't want to jump into it all yet.
Yeah.
But
let's go ahead. It's with heavy hearts.
With very heavy hearts that we lost a friend's family member this week.
Did any of them say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
All of them did.
Okay. I thought so, but...
I think Jennifer Aniston even said, you know, she posted something. I think everyone's posted kind of a generic something.
Yeah.
But, no, people have said stuff, let's see here. His name was James Michael Tyler, or is known as Gunther in the show. He passed away, lost his fight to cancer on Sunday, October 24th. You know, it just makes me sad.
Which actually, we just found out October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Or cancer month.
I think it might just be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. According cancer. To Alexa. So we should.
Cancer. I think it's just cancer. But I don't know. We can definitely look into that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I mean, that's... It's so crazy, though. The timing and...
You know, I'm very passionate about quite a few things in this world. Fuck cancer is one of them. I've lost a lot of loved ones to cancer. My aunts, this last February, I've lost my dog. I've lost so many people that I love to cancer. My godmother, I've lost to cancer. So, you know, I think that, simply put, fuck cancer. There's, you know, at this point, I would love the medical field to push as hard as they are for everyone to get the vaccine, for them to find a fucking cure for cancer.
People are finding cures. Biotech, actually, Pfizer, so the company that paired with Pfizer mm-hmm. for the vaccine, mm-hmm. they are currently studying developmental progress for medicine for ALS. No one has done that.
You know, and that's great. I want, but I just, cancer is just so big in my life that, you know, and it's less talked about now because of COVID and the fact
there's
that
just so much of it. There's so many different
and there are very kinds. Different variations, and honestly, I think, and kind of, and this is my own opinion, I think cancer is worse than COVID because COVID takes a you have them longer, but you see them wither away so quickly. It's just, I don't know, it takes more out of them than COVID has, that I've heard at least, but I don't know. You know, cancer is, I wish they would push for it more. I hope that they have the same gumption when, you know, they find when things are over with COVID. Granted, I don't think they'll ever be ever over, but I hope that they still find that same gumption to fight other, you know, diseases and illnesses like cancer. I really hope that they tackle that one. So it's fuck cancer month at this point, in my opinion. but yeah, we're gonna miss you, James, Michael, Tyler. It's thank you for being the Gunther that we didn't realize that was missing in our lives.
Cute blonde behind the counter.
The cute blonde behind the counter.
According to Rachel's mom.
Yep. Yep. He's definitely gonna be missed, you know. But hopefully he's the one actually getting coffee in heaven instead of having to serve coffee.
What's your job? Coffee.
Well,
still
he got
coffee.
Well, if he got what was it? Killed off in the show of was it
Days of Our Lives?
Days
no,
of Our Lives.
No. It was either One Life to Live or All My Children.
All My Children. That's what it was. So.
Oh, gosh.
And then he
funny.
Was making coffee. So, I mean, I hope you're getting coffee in the next life.
Nice cappuccino.
Yeah. All right. But, yeah, sorry to jump into all that. But let's talk about highs and lows of the week.
Sure.
Fuck. All right. Your high for the week, Judy?
Oh, man, I'm starting. Okay.
Judy?
My high for the week was that. So not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm going to go see my friend Tori in Orcas Island. I feel like I've been there more than when they lived in Spokane, but they just had another baby, their fourth child, bless her heart, little baby Evelyn. So
more children.
Four.
My goodness.
The fourth. But anyways, so John and I are going to go up there for a weekend and finally booked a place on Airbnb. So
how come you never want to whisk me away for a romantic weekend?
Technically, I mean, he paid for the place, so he's whisking me away, I guess. Team effort. So if you want to plan a little getaway, yeah.
It takes two to tango, baby. You can whisk me off my
feet. You would think that. Sometimes it just takes one pushing the other one.
It's like one man trying to push up a boulder up a hill.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great. In the rain, through a snowstorm, with sunglasses on.
With wind.
Yeah, so try that. It's hard. But anyways, I'm super excited. It's a little cottage out, like, right on the beach. And then
a cottage.
There's no Wi-Fi. Hope John read that, because that's a thing. So it's just a
really
weekend to completely unplug. Yeah, I'm pretty jazzed. We're going to do puzzles and pretend we're 78. What's your high?
Why pretend? just commit.
Be. Oh my gosh. What's your high for the week? And I guess I guess we have to say that we do our highs in the middle of the week because our podcast is on Wednesday. And by Wednesday, it's already the middle of the week. So what's your high for the middle of the week?
the rest of the week. I have dinner plans with a friend tomorrow night. I'm super jazzed about.
Where are you going?
Do you know? Well, I'm going to her new house that she just got, so I'm super jazzed about that. I get to meet her new doggy.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get to go last week.
I know.
Or the week before.
3 weeks ago.
God, it's been that long.
It feels like an eternity. I get to meet her new doggy. Her name's Hannah.
And a banana.
And a banana. Cute little 14-year-old doggy. 11. My apologies. Did I say 14?
Yes,
you did. Oh, good God. Wow. I'm sorry. Hannah, I'm sorry. I've aged you. I gotta go, apparently. Shit. And then I'm going to the OMSI Leica
exhibits,
that word. I totally just drew a blank.
Event, exhibit. I think it's the same, honestly.
Honestly, it's been kind of a shit day today, so RIP my favorite cup, my studded black matte black cup.
Did you get it? Was it a Starbucks cup?
Yes.
I mean, you know my thoughts, so
it's fine. You know what? It's not about the Starbucks. It was about the cup, okay?
It's not about the Starbucks at all. It's just the quality of cup or product thereof has decreased significantly.
So you're upset with China and not Starbucks.
It's not. Actually, we got a lot of our stuff from Thailand, believe it or not.
Hey.
And the Philippines.
My 12-year-old neighbor was made in Thailand, so I love her. I love great things in Thailand.
Way to brown that in there.
She's a great kid. I love
her. That was weird. But it's, thanks.
It's a weird kid, yeah.
Okay. Give her time. So, okay.
But yeah.
The exhibit
I'm super jazzed about. I love Coraline and Paranorman and all things kind of oddball movie style, and so I'm super jazzed about that and the fact that it's coming to Oregon. Yet again, I didn't get to go last time. I don't have people that generally want to go do things with me.
I don't think it's the do things with you. It's like, we'll talk about that in my low, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this Saturday, I'm going to the exhibit on Saturday, and I'm super excited.
And then we're also going to Halloween Town. You heard it here first.
I would like everyone to send us DMs and encourage Judy to not give up.
Like in general or just for Saturday?
Saturday, and then keep the encouragement going.
Forever. Oh, honestly, I need it.
YOLO, madam.
Milo is not having enough time in a week. I don't know why there's 7 hours, and by 7 hours, I mean days. See? I don't know why there's only 7 days, and then 24 hours in a day, and like 8 to 9, you're trying to sleep. So really, you only have like 14, and it's just very difficult to plan things, to do things, to have enough time for anything. If I didn't work from home some of the times, I wouldn't eat. Which honestly might be a good diet plan.
To the office! No. No. No.
I did get a magic bullet. Sorry, Nutribullet. Not really feeling the price. I got a magic bullet to make like smoothies and soups and stuff. So I'm going to try this detox from my girl Nikki Heaton. And see how that works.
Ooh, post a recipe for the gram.
Post all the recipes.
For the gram.
Hopefully it's not like... Look, if you are a green juice person, tell me how you do it. Because I can't suck it down.
Do you spike it?
Is there alcohol in your green juice? I could probably get on board.
Asking for a friend. You put gin.
The thing is that most people drink green juice in the morning, so I'm like, what's a nice morning, like champagne, but that wouldn't really be a good blendable alcoholic beverage. So I don't know what else. I mean, there's Bloody Marys, but that's a little weird. So it's like, what kind of morning alcohol could you put in your super green juice?
If the alcoholics could be able to slide us some answers in the DMs.
I guess you don't have to be an alcoholic. I don't need to call you out.
You're right. I'm sorry. those who enjoy a strong beverage before...
Here and there, and there some more.
Before 8 a.m.
Yeah, because I get up at, like, 6:30, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, something to just get that day started. People will be like, green juice. Yeah, it doesn't start everyone's day.
That would make me want to...
It ruins people's day.
That would make me want to stay in bed and not stop the day. Because the day is just as hard as the night.
And then the night comes!
Do you see how everything
comes in?
Friends episode.
Friends episode. Oh, it's dear. Just so relatable.
Okay, well, you already mentioned some of it. I mean, obviously, you probably want to touch on it again. But what is your low?
Oh, death of my favorite cup. R.I.P. Studded Matt Black.
Studded Steven.
I don't know how I feel about naming my cup Steven after knowing a Steven. Yeah. I'm very afraid of that.
It's not like I knew that you knew a Steven. It's just the name that popped to mind, unfortunately. Because actually, I used to work with a guy Steven, did not care for him. So, it's interesting.
We worked with a Steven and loved him.
Oh, R.I.P. Black Cup. R.I.P. Steven.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I think him.
I'm gonna need a jump in there.
No, I think he got the remote job, but I think also him and his family were planning to move to Utah. So while that's not confirmed, like, Utah, you are lucky.
We have not confirmed our sources of how he is doing. We will have to check in.
Yeah, we should probably, like, reach out.
Yeah. My low is that last week I had a 3-day migraine. Woo! Was I say hi?
It's kind of like a 3-day festival ticket, but different.
Yeah, but the ticket that you didn't want to get? It was great. I had it
like the nosebleed section?
Yes. Quite literally.
Like at the baseball game when you're sitting up top and no one else is around you because they paid for seats?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a migraine on my right side of my head first. Got some relief on my day off, and then it came back on Friday and had to take the day off from work so I can die slowly.
But thou hast come back.
Unfortunately.
That's rude.
I keep hoping. Is it thy time?
It's just in.
You can tell how my mental health's going, though.
Should we just roll into self-care?
Yeah, we should just roll into that at that point. Stress management.
Oh, yeah. How do you deal with it? What was your goal with writing down stress management?
You know, it's more about just looking for advice at this point. You got any tips?
So, doctors, if you're listening.
Doctors are definitely listening. Psychiatrists are like, oh, let us study these people.
Forward them that way. Yes. So you're just like asking for tips.
I mean, trying to figure out different ways to help
get a stress ball. There's one that you can get from HR. It looks like a brain. You just squeeze it back and forth.
Which is what God does to my brain, so I might as well pass it on.
It's a foamy device. It's actually really nice. I do it a lot in the morning when I'm there in the office.
My gut instinct is just to yeet it.
To eat it?
Yeet it.
Oh. Like, to eat your feelings, to eat the stress ball.
No, that's definitely not. I'm not the... No.
No, there was... We did trivia this week for one of our team meetings, and one of the weird trivia questions... Hold on, it goes together. One of the weird trivia questions was like, what did one guy eat back in blah, blah, blah? That was so weird. Airplane. He ate airplane parts. Like, he legitimately ate metal parts from an airplane. Look it up. I'm not lying.
That is terrifying.
So, you really can't eat your feelings and airplane parts.
Love that for him.
Yeah.
Isn't that, it's like, would that be, like, on the My Strange Obsession show?
I think so. I think it was one of them.
I would love to watch that show. I haven't watched it, but I think that there are some people who do some weird-ass shit.
Yeah. It's okay. You be you, but, like, it's a little weird.
Don't be you around us.
Unless you is it eating airplane parts.
If you're eating airplane parts, please maybe not do that around us.
All right. I would like to know about the sleep tips. If this is just going to be a general thing where you, like, ask people for tips, that's weird. I thought we were using this.
People get to listen to us. We can also listen to the people.
But
no, I'm trying to find new things for sleep stuff.
And have you?
I'm trying the... what's the brand name? It's a Target patch that you can get on your arm, or they can put on your arm. It has, like, B vitamins and stuff like that, and melatonin to help you sleep.
Oh, I have one of those, the Kiva or Kova. It's probably the brand for Target, but...
I think it's, like, a brand that Target supports, but I'm not exactly 100.
Because I have the Kova or Kava one. Kiva. I don't know what it's called.
Kiva.
Kiva. Kanoa. Are you looking through your Target app?
Of course, I'm looking
did
through
my Target. Did you buy it or something?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, I used to get them at Walgreens. They were really lovely. But they always left me feeling groggy in the morning, so...
I'm just trying to find anything that I can improve my sleep. I also heard that there's this Sleepy Time tea that
dude, Sleepy
is
Time
extra...
Sleepy Time tea is legit.
But, like, extra strength, I guess, is supposed to be, like, something that knocks you the fuck out. So,
yeah,
I'm intrigued.
Okay, but I want to know more about the patches.
The patches. I can get you more information on the patches.
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 Are they, like, purple and blue?
It's the purple. It's blue.
Yeah, it's the same one that I
had. It's the pick-me-up kind of thing.
I don't know what that means.
You know what it
means. Like, you picked them up? Like, you use drive-up?
No, the like, an actual, like, it has, like, those booster, like, pick-up mood type things. Here, I have a... Here.
Yeah.
The good patch.
Oh, no, I haven't tried those ones, but...
It's, they're plant-based...
Let me see.
Awake.
Oh, this is nice. It has B12 in it. Seems like everything has B12 in it now.
Because B12's good for you. Apparently, all the bees.
Has B12 caffeine... And green tea extract, which is where the caffeine comes from. So good job, Target, with that editing. Just peel and stick.
Peel and stick.
Leave for up to 12 hours.
I'm trying it out.
Interesting.
We'll see.
It's $11.99 for 4. Jeez. It's all right. I guess we're made of money here. It has 4.3 out of 5.
Silent dig at Sierra. You know what? I'm willing to try anything to get to my improve my sleep. The last thing I'm going to need to get is a new bed. And that is something I want to get.
No, I understand. I get it. You know what? A lot of these reviews, these pictures, it's like left marks and stuff on people's hands. Anyways, it's fine.
Adhesive.
This lady puts it on in the morning.
To go to sleep?
Oh, this is, you clicked on the B12 awake.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
There's an awake one, though.
There's an awake, there's a bunch of different ones.
Wow, I like that. I might have to look into that, actually.
Target. Maybe we'll have to go to Target after this.
Okay, probably not, because it's late, but we'll see. We cannot spend less than, like, an hour at Target, so. No, stop doing that face.
You know.
Don't wink at me. You know how I feel about winking.
Just because you can't wink doesn't mean that others can't.
I can, but it's like my whole face. It's like an aneurysm or something. Look, I can feel myself do it, but it's fine. So I never wink. Okay, so mine was breathing techniques because I want to learn how to, like, maybe breathe in the morning when I wake up instead of look directly at my phone.
Yeah.
So I know that Headspace has breathing techniques. I don't know if they have them for morning. I will look into it, I guess.
Fitbit does.
Oh, that's actually really good.
And they can do the tracking thing too. I actually had PT this week. And as much as I love PT, I'm just being thrown yoga stuff. So it's like, I might as well just not do PT and just do yoga.
I can help you with that.
But it's more about diaphragm breathing that she wants me to work on. And she's like, you do a lot of shoulder breathing. And I'm like, well, yeah. You know how stressful life is? I got to get through it quick.
My gosh. No, I get it. Well, and I thought, like, maybe having some essential oils in the morning to wake up to, or just something to get a little bit more awake than just directly looking at a screen might be a little better.
I feel like the breathing techniques also really does play into, like, stress management, because it's, like,
them?
Breathing stuff.
The yeah. one on the Fitbit.
I've done the guided breathing one.
Okay.
I really do like that a lot. I just haven't religiously done it in a while. But maybe let's do a breathing pact. We'll spend time in a lot of
packs going
on.
In
a lot of time of breathing. Well, you know, you can make a pack for Love That For You.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on next subject here. All right, so let's talk about what you eating. What are we thinking? What are we feeling?
So you wrote down favorite pizza place, which I'm totally here for. I was the only one who responded to the question, so it's fine. I guess I'll go. Escape from New York Pizza. It's on Northwest 23rd. Do it. It's right across from that stupid architecture sports store. It's stupid, but it's fine. It's literally the greatest pizza. Like, if you like New York style pizza, that's what it is.
I do really like Escape
it's
from
folded over, get in your mouth goodness. It sounded weird coming out, sounded weird in my head.
It's just so we went with it.
What are you looking up?
I'm looking up my pizza place. It's in Tualatin.
Oh, sure.
It is...
What's it called? I also wrote down 48 North Pizzeria because I love that place.
It is also a...
Which is conveniently located next to Costco. So you can get some Costco trip in and some pizza.
New York Reuben's, I think, is what the place is called?
No.
It's called New York Reuben's is the name of the place that I really like. That's a pizza place. Look, they also do pizza and Reuben's and such. I'll tag you guys in the gram.
No, they don't need that crap.
You don't like this?
I've never been there.
So then why are you dissing?
Because, no.
Well, first of all, not all of us like going down to 23rd to go get to
No one likes going down to 23rd now.
Damn right.
It's a place.
Place I used to hold dear to my heart.
I used to love it. November 1st, they'd put up all the string lights for the season on the post, and it was like the most beautiful thing. I used to work at the Starbucks on Northwest 23rd before they tore it down because they wanted to make our rent more expensive than Pioneer Square. So Starbucks said, no thanks, bye. And we left.
Bye, Felicia.
And stupid architects. Sports Center came in for all the bougie people there.
Well, they're probably being charged up the wazoo, so...
Well, you are too if you go to REI and find it. It's awful. It's incredibly expensive.
You also added another place?
I literally just said it. I literally just said how it was by Costco.
Oh, that one.
And you could go to Costco...
Gotcha.
And order your pizza. It's actually really good.
Gotcha. I've never been.
We'll go. I'll take you there. You can take me to this blasphemy place.
Do you hear the shots being fired already?
Just saying.
Why do you gotta come for me like that?
I don't know. We'll see. New York pizza is pretty special to me, so being an Italian.
Okay, you and your Italian can chill the fuck out.
Did you calm down on this table over here?
I'm sorry, you've got a wobbly ass table. I'm sorry, that was a little too far. She's got a lot of shake. Like she's twerking over here, okay?
Well, maybe I'll have to fix her. I don't
know. Why is she twerking?
I don't know what's going on. I need to lift it up and see what's going on. I talked about how I didn't have enough time in my day to do things. And then
when the night comes and it's just as hot as the day.
It is as hard as the day. It's harder than the day. The day is the hardest.
The hardest.
Okay. I really don't think we have so much more on what you eaten this week.
We don't. It was literally about the favorite pizza place.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I'm the one who contributed to all the documentaries.
I would just like to say that our favorite podcast that we listened to outside of this was the contributing factor for this first one, even though you didn't know about it. And also, did you actually watch it?
Yes. In fact, here's the thing. Our favorite podcast had nothing to influence me on the fact that I wanted to watch this documentary. I saw this documentary scrolling and trying to figure out what I wanted to watch on HBO Max, and I saw that. I was like, I should look at that. I really liked Brittany Murphy.
It sounds so sad.
And I was so sad about it. I watched it all. I binged it.
Uptown Girls. Look, I know it didn't get a great rating, whatever, but I really liked the movie Uptown Girls.
Little Black Book.
Oh, ramen, loved it.
Ramen Girl.
No, I don't know what that is.
I liked Ramen Girl.
That's
a lot of crying.
Perfect. Sounds up my alley.
But it was cute. It was, you know, filmed in Tokyo, and I think it was like one of her probably lesser films, but no, it's all about kind of how she, you know, a healthy 32-year-old woman suddenly dies. And, you know, what the possible contributing factors were. And there was some, honestly, there was some weird-ass shit that happened. Mm-hmm. Some really weird-ass shit.
Dude, her manager, who was, like, just, like, sleeping with her mother. It's a weird thing.
Well, her husband had some really weird-looking photos with his mother-in-law that made it look like they lost their daughter.
No, I don't know.
Oh, it was like they were embracing each other.
Yeah.
They lived in the same house.
Yeah, that's the
all three of them. All three of them lived in the same house.
Yeah.
And then Brittany dies. And they're still living together. And then 5 months later, her husband dies of the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was super bizarre. I have a lot of follow-up questions. I would like to know what the fuck happened. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people were convinced that, you know, her husband, Simon, had killed her because she was worth a lot. He was spending $3 million in the 3 years that they were married. It's $1 million a year.
It's a lot of Taco Bell.
Or also paying off a trainer that he had apparently racked up an enormous amount of debt with and had bought all of these like diamonds and jewelries and got her this tiara that looked like the Breakfast at Tiffany's tiara.
With her money.
With her money. And by the time after Brittany died, you know, and I think he died, they had a lawyer or someone try to, you know, sell them so she can be able to get money and found out that, you know, he took them to two different jewelers and found out they were fakes. So she thought that she had this money invested so they could be able to, you know, for their future. They both died. And then she finds out that she pretty much doesn't have anything. She has the house.
The mom. Yeah.
I mean, and everything was left, I think, was supposed to be left to the mom. But her husband was her manager. He became super controlling.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
He's creepy.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should have put that in the... I don't know. It was a lot.
Did you watch it?
No, but I watched little snippets of it on the internet, and then I listened to it on the Giggly Squad pod. Because they, like, really went into it.
Well, that's... Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely behind. Sorry.
It's fine.
I'm behind on listening to Giggly. So I'm definitely not in the loop. That's definitely not what influenced me to talk about it.
Okay, but do you just have like killers on this thing?
Apparently I went through a kick. Maybe we should break it up. I'll bring up a killer, then you bring up something, and then I'll bring up the final one.
Okay, go for it.
So I watched the Raincoat Killer that was all in Korean.
That's awful.
Thank God for subtitles.
I can't read. I can read.
Good God, I would hope you could read.
I can't read and watch TV. I'm very, like, if it's a show that I'm interested, I know it sounds stupid, but I'll still take that time to, like, be on my phone or, you know, do other things. I can't just watch a TV show unless cuddling.
So when it comes to subtitles, you're a no subtitles kind of girl?
It's odd because sometimes I'll have the subtitles on, but it's only if it's a show that I've watched and I don't want to say I don't care, but I'm not, like, super interested in.
Mm. I love subtitles on all of my shows. Sometimes there's a lot of messy dialogue, and sometimes it's really funny to see what they list movements.
Yeah, some of the movements, and then like sad sob song.
Yeah, they add some really funny ones sometimes. It's actually pretty funny. But yeah, no, I like subtitles. I will speak for my people who like subtitles.
Okay. I'm the in-between. It's neither here nor there. Mm.
But yeah, the Raincoat Killer, pretty interesting documentary. Nope. I have to say.
Pass.
Yeah, it was real weird. All in Korea, their first, like, real big serial killer that they had.
I used to have a red raincoat. I can't find it anymore.
Well, and I think that he definitely was a stereotypical type of killer. Once he was caught, he was very proud of his work, and it's just like, you know, it was just a very interesting documentary. If you're interested in serial killer documentaries, it's a one to watch. You have a queasy stomach, don't watch it.
Yeah. Yep. No. Pass.
Yoles.
Have you heard of Great News?
I
don't know what
I don't
network.
Get Great News, so no.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna look it up. I'm not sure which cable network it was on before this, because I know it was on some cable network, because it's from 2017. That's why I'm like, what are you even doing
with your life? I'm confused.
Yeah. Okay, so it was on NBC originally. Not sure why or how I missed that. Well, this is just the cast.
Let me see a photo of the poster.
Of the poster.
Of the poster. No, I have not seen that.
Okay, yeah. So, I'm not even kidding you. I'm like 100% sure it has... Oh, I guess not. What? Who is that lady? I thought it was Paris Hilton, but I don't think it is.
We really do our fact checking before
It was Nicole Richie. Oh. It's just like they were like always together. So, but Nicole Richie is actually pretty good in it. But it's from 2017. It's a comedy show. It's pretty funny. I'm kind of about it. Maybe we'll watch the pilot episode after this, and you'll be like, oh.
And the tall Shay must
oh,
wait.
Oh, God, I know it was coming. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Okay, talk about your other killer.
All right. This was Talked on the Pod that I listened to with Giggly.
Super.
I'm behind. Inside, or Monster Inside, the 24 Faces of Billy Milligan. It focuses, you know what DID is?
Mm-mm.
It's like multiple personality disorder. I don't know the technical term for it, but,
okay.
Yeah, it's,
oh, I think I heard about this too.
Yeah. So
yeah,
he has like multiple different personalities. he doesn't remember any, you know, like the main person has no idea what happens because all of these other people are switching. And, you know, he was a, I think what happened was that he was a serial rapist on the campus. They finally, you know, they got, things were happening in Ohio back in the 70s. And so he like left handprint, you know, handprint DNA or whatever, you know, fingerprint DNA there, that they were able to catch him because he had a criminal record. That when he was finally caught, they did some tests on him because when they interviewed him, some things didn't add up. And so they did this whole study and found out that he had like multiple personality disorders. And for a while it was, you know, the 10 faces of Billy Milligan, because he had 10 different personalities that he would switch between. You know, he would have, Arthur was the main person, I think, who ran the show. He was a British, with a, or a British man with a British accent who basically ran the show and would allow certain personas to come out.
Okay.
There was a lesbian in it and there as well, and there was all these different people. There was one that was, I can't even remember what the Slavnik,
I don't know.
was the person that, you know, he was also, there's just so many different things, different accents, different languages that these personas all like had, that, you know, when it came to these serial rapes, they're like, well, was it really Billy or was it one of his personas? You know, was it one of these other personalities? So they had a hard time with actually throwing him in jail because of these situations, that he was in and out a lot of medical, like, rehabs, essentially, for it. It was really crazy. I mean, he got to live a full life. He got to be, he was even given the ability to have outbound patient care so he could be able to come back in when he wanted to. He was arrested for being a being a fugitive at one point because he escaped jail.
Super.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many weird things, but I mean, he even, I think, died when 2012, 2015, something like that. He passed away of cancer.
Well,
you know, it's kind of crazy that, you know, I think at one point, too, they discovered that he had another 14 faces because they were the undesirables, is what they called them. But they didn't have individual names for them, like other people.
So that's how they came up with 24.
Yeah. So it's a really interesting watch, to be quite honest. And how, I mean, honestly, if he really did have a mental illness, because a lot of people, like, questioned it, how broken our system is.
That's for sure.
It's kind of crazy. But yeah, sorry, my little rant on that. It was really good. I just finished it last night.
I know, you're very passionate.
I finished it last night, and I was like, okay, gotta get through this.
Yeah.
Your things that we're doing with our bodies.
Yeah, because apparently I'm the only one who's doing things with my body.
I'm being horizontal.
Horizontal running.
Horizontal running. I love it.
No, so I signed up to do cycle classes 3 times a week. So we'll see how that goes.
Cycling?
Yeah, I think I need someone to yell at me for me to exercise. So I'm going to see if that is a motivational response to going to the gym.
I think if you need someone to yell at you to be motivated, you...
No. Like, while it's happening.
Yeah. There might be some looking into on that. Do you feel motivated when while you're trying to do something that people yell at you?
To do better, to push harder, go. Maybe.
I get flustered and I shut down.
Well, I don't think I'll shut down. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I just want an armadillo.
I'm doing it tomorrow, so...
I'll pray for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Morning or evening?
I think I'm going to go in the evening, but I'm not sure.
Where are you cycling at?
LA Fitness.
LA.
LA. But then I signed up to do a free class at Cycle Bar, so we'll see which one I like more.
Yeah, I'm not a huge cycler.
I love cycling. Not out in the wilderness, but like in a safe place.
Like Sandra Bullock in The Proposal.
No.
Yeah, she cycles.
Yeah. And then she tries it in the real world.
And doesn't like it. Yeah, like you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I am Sandra Bullock.
So we need to find you a Ryan Reynolds at this point. Can I find myself a Ryan Reynolds?
I feel like John might be offended.
John doesn't listen to the pod.
That's true, but yet you wanted him to be a guest star.
I didn't say I wanted him to be a guest star yet. That's up to you. Oh. He's your boyfriend.
We should have a guest star. If you guys are interested, well, I feel like we'd be really selective. What?
Maybe we should talk about this shit off the pod. Being like, hey, get your hopes up, but rug off underneath from underneath the other.
Well, it's not like we're just saying, hey, open auditions. It needs to be a meaningful experience for both.
If you bring us cookies, we might consider.
But like good ones, not, we don't need Oreos. I'm sorry.
So John can't come.
When I said it out loud, I was like, oh, awkward. Oh, gosh.
So John's eliminated off of being a guest star.
He knows. I don't like Oreos. I don't. My brother. Do you see what happens in my life when my boyfriend's name is also my brother's?
This is why I've made a solemn vow to not hook up with anyone within my family name. Even my grandpa, who is no longer with us. No one blood related.
You know, I thought that it would be fine because it's Jonathan, but then it's Jonathan Robert, and my brothers are John and Robert. I don't know how I managed to do that. Anyways, John works at Nabisco, so that's why it's funny that I don't actually really like Oreos.
But this bitch likes a chicken and a biscuit.
Oh my gosh, give me a chicken and a biscuit. With, like, the spray cheese on top. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. When you had to have your biopsy thing. Was that when I got a bunch of snacks?
I think it was, like, around the same time. It might have been for that specifically. I don't remember. But, yeah. You got some good snacks.
I got some good snacks. I know what this bitch likes.
And pirate booty and that caramel booty stuff. Oh. That was good.
The Cosmo salted caramel.
Chicken and biscuit. Some Ritz chips. Those were delicious.
The Ritz chips. The sour cream.
The cheddar one.
Mm-hmm. Sour cream and onion.
So good.
The baked ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's just jump into it because basically the whole list is yours. So, famous people drama. Go.
Can we talk about Adele's new album?
Okay, first of all, I've actually been listening to Easy on Me, like, over and over repeatedly in my car. November 16th cannot come soon enough.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
I love Adele.
I like that it just popped out of nowhere. Like, at least Ed Sheeran's, we had some, like,
heads up.
Oh, he's coming. Here's a single. Blah, blah, blah. But Adele just freaking popped up with the single. And she was like, oh, yeah, awesome. Adele, I'm just going to put an album up in there.
Adele looks stunning.
She is a vision.
She has lost so much weight and looks like a vision.
I mean, she did before, even when she was a little bit on the heavier side, like, still goddess.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Like.
And those are some good-ass pipes.
Hello.
Weren't you the one who I was in the call with? Like, we should listen to this. You're like, no.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think you were not. I don't think it was me.
I don't know if that was me.
But yeah, no. Shout out to Adele.
Yeah.
All right, Brian Laundrie.
Dick in a bag.
Dick and apparently in a body bag because he's dead and gone.
Yeah, so
allegedly.
They say.
Exactly. Allegedly.
From his dental records.
But I'd like to show you. I'd like to see the Carfax, please.
The autopsy is inconclusive. His parents magically found him 30 minutes into this investigation that the FBI has been doing for 60 days. But, like, it's fine.
And what's his name? The dog hunt, the bounty hunter
thing? His name is literally Dog.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. What is that?
Apparently I could have died.
Is that a staple?
It's a staple that was just popping out of your carpet.
Not really sure where a staple would have come from, but...
Well, that would have been embedded into my foot.
Because I do all of my book work here in the living room. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. But you know what? I'm glad because it needed to be over, even if...
That was stupid drama. And the fact that, you know what? It's a really sad thing that happened.
It's nice that it brought to light so many other things, though. Like, there are so many people out there that are missing other than Gabby that, like, came from this. Like, that guy in Wyoming whose family was looking for him. And they ended up finding him because they were looking for Gabby. Like, it's just...
They're like, oops!
I mean, it's just... There's over 9,000 people that are missing, and it's just... It's crazy that this one thing was highlighted because of the drama behind it.
All it takes is one dead woman.
In a van.
In a van.
This is why you should not get Sprinter vans.
John. Steer clear.
Ugh, gosh, that's his freaking dream. Anyways.
On to the Alec Baldwin incident. My good God.
Okay, but have you, like, looked into the 26-year-old armorer?
Oh, the prop gun handler who was...
The armorer.
The armorer.
Yeah. How she's, like, maybe she's 23. She's, like, the prodigy to one who is really big in Hollywood. But she was even saying how she wasn't. She didn't think she was ready to take the job. But she wanted to take the job
because this gun had live rounds in it. And that this gun was used for target practice.
It was blank still. It was a blank that killed her. It wasn't a live bullet.
Yeah. I think it still had live rounds in it, though. There was a live round.
Yeah,
in it.
But it was just a blank that got her. Which is crazy, because I totally forgot blanks can still...
Blanks can still kill. Getcha. They're very dangerous, but
I guess there's a warrant out for her. I don't know if I read that correctly this morning, but there's a warrant out for the...
Pop gun.
Armor.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, they probably...
But she wasn't even the one who called it. So she's the one who dealt with the things. But the...
Well, I don't even think she handed him the gun.
It was like the prop director who called cold gun, which means that it's ready. So why did that person call it when it was the armorer's job? I don't know. It's a lot of weird shit that went down on that set.
Well, and then why wasn't there more safety stuff involved that, you know, there I should have been...
People, like, other actresses and stuff like that are coming out off that set and saying that there were already concerns about safety.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. There's been some debacle about it on Facebook, and I'm really not about the drama. I also think that...
Or, like, the joking behind it.
Joking behind it, you know, I think that, you know, a woman died, and I think it's really sad. One was injured, was still... I haven't heard how that person's doing.
I think they're out of critical.
That's good. But, I mean, you know, it's... I don't know. If those who want to make digs at Alec Baldwin...
Well, and even Alec is, like... spending time with her family. He's, like, devastated.
And I think that a lot of people are making fun of him because of the stuff that he has said that's, like, anti-gun. But then he goes and kills someone with a gun. But it was an accidental. There's just still so much more information that we still don't know.
It wasn't even his fault. He picked up and used what was supposed to be a ready-to-go prop.
Well, and I think that he was even just trying to test.
Like.
But the thing is I think that, you know, I've heard a lot of arguments about, like, oh, you know, he's an idiot and he should have done better and he had it out for some people. And I'm like, yeah, but he didn't go out on a set and go shooting people. Like, it was an accident.
Also, it's not actor and actress's job to know gun safety. While it's smart and a really good thing to know, that's what the armorer is there for. That's what the director of props and stage whatever is there for. Like, those professional people. So, like...
There's a lot of balls that were dropped on this.
It's really ridiculous.
I mean, And the thing is that that's something that Alec is going to have to live with for the rest of his life. Like, he killed someone. I mean, it happened to Brandon Lee's, you know, Brandon Lee and his dad. But, no, I mean, people are even coming at him like, oh, you know, I don't even know why he had a live gun. There could have been CGI for that shit. And it's like, you know, all these, you know, very pro-gun people are, you know, coming at him because he was anti-gun. It's just, it's so hard. I'm like, there's just so much stuff we still don't know. And it's not that I want to give someone, like, I want them to be like, no, he's not a killer. Like, it was an accident. I'm not trying to give him, I'm not trying to let him off. But, like, there's got to be some more information. You know, this definitely was not intentional. Where it makes anti-gun people crazy that, you know, there's mass shootings that happen. I mean, even the before the pandemic, that was one thing that I was super grateful about the pandemic. Do you remember how many shooting sprees we were having? How many mass shootings we had? Yeah. That was the one thing about the pandemic that I really, truly appreciated. We didn't have these mass shootings anymore.
Except for Idaho this last week.
Yeah. But they're happening again because people are out again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think we need more information before really jumping the gun. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Okay, Judy and I just watched this tonight. I watched it before, but I showed Judy. MGK and Megan Fox GC interview had got me in my feels.
Oh my gosh, it was really cute. How long have they been dating?
They've been dating for a while now. I feel like we should look into that.
Okay.
But they have
it. Hold up.
They have the cutest handshake that I'm like, if my mans and I don't have a handshake, I'm not going to love them as much. You know? I think that, you know, handshakes between partners like that, that's really cool. I really like it. How long have they been dating for?
I'm looking. Hold on. Holy.
Holy?
Yeah, just 1 second. Have they been married before?
I don't know. Maybe they were high on mushrooms.
But no, oh, wait, they're... never mind. Okay. No. So, they met in 2020. So...
2 years.
Yeah.
That's so cute,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, March.
I just freaking love them. They're so cute.
So March to March. So they've been dating for over a year.
They're just so cute. Like, I cannot. Their interviews, their questions that they ask each other are just adorable. And I think, you know, I just had to talk about it. It's just so cute.
It was really, really precious. It was crazy how, like, Megan was saying that the first vacation he's ever taken has been with her. I didn't know that.
I also just love the Zodiac breakdown.
I know, and she's like, yeah, but I know your whole chart, so it's fine.
I love how she's like, this is your rising, this is your sun, this is your moon, this is your, you know, this is what your health is ruled by. And I'm just like, damn, sun, take me through it.
Jeez, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Shoot. But yeah.
No, you should watch it. It was really cute.
Agreed. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. What?
That song.
What 10? What?
That song.
10 out of 10.
No, there's that. Is it Cardi B who does that?
Does what?
I heard from a friend of friend.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't really know Cardi B.
I'm going to have to play the song.
Nope.
Anyway, we already talked about James.
James who?
Oh, good God. We talked about him at the pod. The first. Gunther.
Oh. I know. I understand.
R.I.P. bro. R.I.P. Judy.
Hi, it's me.
It is your turn.
My one.
Shh.
Alexa's rude. So I guess 9:30 is my bedtime because that's when Alexa says
she's like, go to bed, bitch. Like, go to bed.
Did you ever watch The Mindy Project?
No.
Are you being serious? Okay, so Sierra will be reporting on The Mindy Project next week and the first couple of episodes.
Oh, good. I get a head start. So
she's going to be watching that. No, The Bachelorette premiered last week, and I am a Bachelor Nation fan. Hi! Sierra's not, but that's fine.
Hi!
But it's Michelle's season. I'm super jazzed. She already kicked one guy out because they found, like, a notebook in his room depicting, like, how not to be a villain, how to get screen time, all this stuff. It was super sketchy. So proud of her.
How to not be a villain? I'm dead.
Yeah. It was great.
Is there a book you're writing for the fans, my guy? So that other people?
I guess his friend's wife had, like, set him up with all this stuff to do and say and everything. And he's like, but I just, like, I've never seen the show. And just making this huge thing out of it. But it's fine.
First rule of Fight Club is you don't go in and talk about Fight Club. Shit, dude.
It's true.
And that's exactly what you're doing. Fighting for your life.
No.
Pass. That's funny.
Pass.
Yeah.
Well, that was everything.
Yeah, we kind of blew through that.
No, I think it was good.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Great.
I like it.
Awesome.
Love it.
Tip top.
Tip top cheerio.
Shup shup.
Cha.
Shup shup shup.
We just go off into these tangents. I love it.
It's true. It's called witty banter.
Witty banter. Ooh. You know what's really funny is David and I were talking earlier. I can't remember how we led into it, but I was like trying to make a sports reference. I was like,
a sports reference?
Yeah, I don't remember. We were talking and I tried to be like hut, and he's like, no, it's hike, and I'm like, I don't know. I just look real cute watching sports. I don't do sports. I just look real cute watching them.
Good job, Eric. Great job running the ball.
Good job.
What is he doing?
Okay, you're doing great.
Yeah. Quarterback, yeah.
I'm like, what's a quarterback? Does he get it back?
Okay, so I know this is weird. I just want to tell you this theory. So you know the group Nickelback? So I always had this theory about how they got their name. So, they were at the grocery store one day, and they were buying something. You know where this is going. They were buying some things, and they got up to the register, and the cashier was like, your total is $27.95. And so, they hand him the money, and he gives him back his change, and he goes, here's your nickel back. Bam!
You've really breaking down.
Yeah. Really, I just like how else you come up with that name, you know?
Nickelback?
Yeah.
Well, you're high. And then you go to the
store. Or you just go to the store and Travis hands you
Nickelback money back. I have to say, all these babies are going to probably come at me for this, but I loved Nickelback.
I did too. So you heard it first. You guys are assholes if you think that Nickelback isn't great. I'm tired of like this
Chad Kroeger
Nickelback hate group.
You know Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne were married?
Avril Lavigne did a lot of shady things, so sure.
It's just so funny. I'm like, oh, I love them. And then she did a song of How You Remind Me. She did a cover on that show. Oh.
Which Avril? The real Avril or the Avril
impasta?
Who's alive now?
The impasta?
Exactly. We'll talk about that next week.
We are going to do some digging. All right, guys. I think we are exhausted and wiped out from the day.
We are OUT.
Yeah. So. You should just do all of our exits.
In case you don't have subtitles. Just helping you
or
out.
Or didn't know how to spell out.
Well, I said it kind of fast. So.
You did. We're proud.
I was actually pretty nervous because I didn't know if I was going to, like, mess up the letter.
It's my dyslexic ass. Would have been like that. So. I'm like, All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us. Catch us on a next episode. Should be pretty special. So, shall catch you on the next ep.
Everyone is special, but it's fine. It's more special.
It's how you say you talk to your children like that. Like, they're
you're
all
so
special. You're all special.
Even though you're the middle child.
Yeah.
Or
the firstborn.
Bye, guys.
Bye.